views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is the day after Junior Junkanoo. So much fun was had, I couldn't remember what day it was, but today is Friday, the 30th of January, and you are on the clock with Aaron Garvantines Green. I'm just saying, my producer support is a part of the support team for Garvantines Primary, and that's the team we are supporting. Congratulations to all the young people that performed at Junior Junkanoo last night. Last night was like a wonderful, magical, mystical night of events and things to do, right? There were events that focused on the past. There were events that focused on the future. The Anatole Rogers Memorial Lecture, right? A look back into the past and how it informs our present day lives. A look into the present. The Mariners Association Town Hall meeting and the Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association meeting, and a look into the future. Junior Junkanoo. Like last night was just full of energy, positive energy. And I'm still trying to figure out like what the best part of the night was. And part of it for me was sharing stories and jokes with my Hannah Hasty Tynes family. But I think the best part of the night was how parents, guardians, teachers, family members showed up and showed out in support of the young people, right? Of course, the young people, the energy that they brought, the performance, the commitment, right? Even when they don't really see the bigger picture, they were committed to their role in the production. All of this stuff is positive energy that we have to figure out how to capture, right? How to capture and perpetuate. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time. I want to say thank you to Soul Petroleum. Man, they had these gift bags. And as I was driving away from town last night, all kinds of bubbles in the air, little fairies. See, y'all don't believe in Obeah, but last night, the little fairies and the little pixies and all the little chickchanis was out, right? Not just on Bay Street, walking to the cars, through the communities, bubbles in the air. Listen, Soul Petroleum took care of the people who went out to Junkanoo this year, and the kids that participated, a bag full of goodies and surprises, right? And that's what it takes. That's what it takes. We got to put our money where our mouth is. We have to commit to invest in the things that we say are important to us. And if we say these little children are important to us, then we have to invest in their lives. And here is the charge, right? Like the duty of older people, that even despite your circumstances, what you had to survive to become an adult, you still have to pour more. You got to find more to pour into the lives of your children and your young ones. That's our duty to them. I tell you, I don't even have children, and I feel a duty to pour more of myself into the community because I don't have none, right? In support of those who do. And yes, sometimes it's selfish, you know, because I have to make sure that when I become an old woman and I carrying on bad, right? When the government totally legalized cannabis and I in my 70s, right? I carrying on, but I need these young people to look at me with empathy and say, Mom, come on now. You know you can't be out here carrying on like this. Let's go. And just gather me up and take, whether it's the old folks home, whether it's the bush, whether it's back to my porch, right? That's how it works. You pour into them. And when it's your time to lean on them, they pour into you. That's what it's all about, right? So we say thank you to the sponsors, the people who made it possible. And I can throw this little sly one in. We got to say thank you to the Junkanoo groups that allowed the junior Junkanoo groups to use some of their costuming and pieces for the parade. In another conversation, we're going to talk about performance versus the structural part of Junkanoo, right? But we know the kids need resources to be able to take on seriously the work of preparing costumes for the parade. We can talk about that later. Right now, we focused on the commitment by the teachers, the parents, the school systems, the families. Not just parents, the families, the older brothers and sisters, the Junkanoo cousins, everybody that came together last night to make Junior Junkanoo a success. Now, the last thing I can say is we need more people out there. We need more people out there. I like to talk about obey as if I know what it is, but I know one thing. Children will get excited about what you are excited about. They will be passionate about what you are passionate about. And if you ever watch that show, Wife Swap, or Trading Wives, you will see, right? Take a look into families. Kids want to be with their parents. They want to be like their parents. They want to enjoy what their parents enjoy. And so it's up to us to work logic, a little obeah, and get excited even about the things that we're not excited about, because it's important for our kids. And when I say ours, I mean yawns. I ain't got none. But the collective, the village, it takes all of us. And I don't understand it. This should be an easy lesson. We live in a hurricane zone, people. You can't solve a hurricane by yourself. You need community to solve a hurricane. Let's give that to our kids. Best gift ever. All right, I got a text here. Good day. And the real Junkanoo was yesterday. It was an excellent show of Junkanoo at its best. And succession planning from parental perspective of believing in youth and education. That's it right there. That's the real one, right? And so, Ministry of Tourism, wake the tourists in. Wake the tourists in. Put it on the calendar. Let them know we got another massive Junkanoo event for them to take part in if they didn't get to come to Boxing Day and New Year's. We got to use tourism to grow the place. The only question I have is how are we going to use it? Now, I got a guest in studio today. I wanted to talk about Valentine's Day the Bahamian way. Right? But before we get there, one more quick announcement. Y'all thought the Ministry of National Security Community Centers Awareness Week was done and over with because they done had the horse and buggy ride and the bouncing castle and the Junkanoo? You got one more day. The Fun Run Walk and Fair takes place tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, they're walking from R.M. Bailey Park to the Edmund Moxie Community Center. From R.M. Bailey Park to the Edmund Moxie Community Center. Listen, get there. I think they start walking at either 6 a.m. Get there by 5:45, the latest, so you could get your stretches in. Get a stretch before you start the walk. Saturday, the 31st of January, that's tomorrow morning, starting at R.M. Bailey Park to Edmund Moxie Community Center. Let's celebrate Community Centers Awareness Week. Now, joining me in studio, I have Sega Thompson, cybersecurity specialist and expert. I wanted to talk about Valentine's Day the Bahamian way. I don't want to be too hard on my prime minister today because, you know.
You're giving the gift of love?
How you know? It's the only way I could give it, right? See, sometimes people don't understand that misery is a perpetual energy generator. That's what it is, right? When we think of misery, we just think of old people. But misery is an intolerance to the conditions that you live in. right? And you have to get uncomfortable to realize change. So when I give misery, it's a gift of love. But this time I could give a different gift of love. So today we're talking about Valentine's Day the Bahamian way, right? And I want to say you can be antisocial. If you're a Bahamian, you could be antisocial, but you can't be parasocial. You cannot be parasocial. And parasocial is when you form a relationship with someone that you have no proximity to. So like a celebrity or a politician.
Why? We're in the Bahamas. We know our politicians.
I mean, we think we know them.
You're trying to tell me no one is party with AMP?
Not me. I mean, maybe you all do, but I've never... Mr. White... Why you ain't never invite me to a party? And we know each other. Never, ever, right?
Never.
But we know our MPs, but we act like we know them, like their spouse knows them. Like we be in their business and we...
In their house virtually.
Yeah, and we have this expectation that they should expose everything to us, right? And recently we had some legislation where we define a category of people called politically exposed people. And there are some rules that apply to them or don't apply to them because of the status that they now have as a politically exposed person. But there's still limitations within that, right? But I like how you said, yeah, we do know our MPs, but some of us act like we are in relationship with our MPs. Some of us, it is very dysfunctional, like we, like are almost romantic, but then like we have these expectations. Oh, my MP, he know me, he knows what my problem is, and the expectation that he could solve it. You've never spoken to him, or you've only spoken to him peripherally. He doesn't know you. But then you, like, remember the punch?
Yes.
We used to be in everybody business. In the punch.
And the Octonic? The Octonic was the Bombay.
Right? But we don't really know these people, you know? And so I, being on the internet all the time, watching the young people, watching language evolve, watching culture evolve, right? I'm wondering, do we have a similar dynamic in the Bahamas where people are online interacting with content, right? But in their minds, they feel like they're interacting with the person. Like Swifties and, but they call them the Beehive. So Beyonce stans, her fans, they call them the Beehive. What they call, is it Nicki Minaj is the Barbies? I think Nicki Minaj.
Now you can know that I ain't a groupie. Now everybody knows, right? I ain't a groupie because I don't know.
Good. No, this is good stuff. So they're right. And so, but these people, when somebody makes a comment about their celebrity,
they take it personally.
They take it personally. Right.
But Bahamians do that too. Go social media, do something to a Bahamian. Say something.
We act like
what?
Like
the entire country rises up on social media. CYC to the world.
And here's the thing, because we put ourselves in the position of their family. Like, we feel as if they are our family and we have a duty to defend them on the global scale.
Yeah, mess with one, you mess with all.
Yeah. And so that's an aspect of, I think that's an aspect of parasocial as well. And I thought, are we preparing our young people for this new world, right? And are we preparing them to interact on the internet, and are we preparing them for the new and different types of emotional and psychological interactions and engagements they're gonna have? Like stories of young people being catfished.
Yes.
By people being pretending to be celebrities.
Not just celebrities, just people in
and
general.
Just regular people. Yeah. So we can talk about some of that and all of that today on the show. I also want to talk about tech and cyber gifts and experiences for Valentine's Day.
Okay, I'm down. Just in case someone out there listening wants to buy me a gift for Valentine's.
There you go. There you go. All right, so tell the people just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Sega Thompson. I am the founder and CEO of Genesis Security Consulting Limited. We focus on cybersecurity and data privacy needs for our clients. We are a boutique firm, so we go in on basically developing strategy is just the best to keep you safe.
Yeah.
Not one size fits all.
Absolutely. And see, we are not fearful people, you know. We navigate the seas. We can't even swim, but we in the ocean. We're not fearful.
Because our water pretty.
There you go. But and that's it right there, right? The water is pretty, but beneath the surface, there's so much that you can't see. And so much is pretty.
We can see them sharks.
Also dangerous, right? Right, you could see the shark, but sometimes you can't see the jellyfish. And the jellyfish sting could be just as bad as a shark bite. So, safety tips for online dating, especially for young people. You met somebody online, and you've talked to them, especially for the young people, because the young person may feel like, I've been online with this person for 3 months. I've been giving them my cell phone number. We only talk online. We only talk on this app, right? Like, after 3 months, I feel safe and comfortable. I feel familiar with this person, but I've never actually met them before. So for parents and for young people, I wanted to ask you about two things that I saw, right, that may be helpful for people to avoid being catfished.
Okay.
Right? One is reverse image searching. Can you tell us about that a little
bit? So one of the tools that is frequently used for that is Google Lens. That's my tool of preference. You get the picture, you put it in, and it goes online and sees where all it could find a picture.
All right. So dear young lady, let me give them a descriptor. Dear young lady, somebody came into your inbox, a young handsome man. He have on his high school uniform.
Hold on. They have high school uniform.
Yeah, these catfishers be catfishing.
Hold on. Continue.
Right? You have on his height. So you feel like, I know this school, right? I know this boy. But you've never met him in person, right? You can take the picture from his profile and put it in Google Lens, mm-hmm. and then Google Lens will show you.
We'll look it up and see who this picture, where it is online, basically.
Right. Who first posted it, mm-hmm. All the places where it's been posted.
Popping up.
Right. And so then you could start to see whether you are talking to the person in the picture.
Somewhat. What it'll tell you basically is if this person is Leo on this app and Scott on that app and Michael on the next app.
Okay.
Which could be a red flag. But then again, they might be Leo on all apps. And still necessarily not be a real person.
Okay, so from there, so if he told me his name was John, but like you say, when I search and I put his picture in Google Lens, I find a picture of him on this app, and it says his name is Michael, mm-hmm. right? I could call the school. I could try call the school and say, you have a student here enrolled by the name of Michael.
Michael what?
Well, I mean...
Michael Knight? Okay, let's just use Michael Knight, because let's go with that.
Yeah, Michael Knight.
But... apparently, as you dating someone who in high school, you in school too, so when you call it?
In my lunch break. I can find a way to date. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. Let's see if this caller has some advice for us. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah. All these Transformers running around the world, you all get a chance beating and dating someone online?
Listen, I would like
you
to...
You can't be that stupid and that desperate.
I would.
Can't be that desperate.
So we're taking a chance on love, so we're going to take a chance on love.
You're taking a chance in real life? You're taking a chance online. However,
you're too stupid to love.
I'm going to come to that aspect in a moment. You're going to come to ask, because I have a rule. And you don't have to call them Transformers. You could say transgender people, okay?
Boy, whatever you call it, eh? It's a lot up to the same thing. It ain't real.
You know what I find fascinating about this discussion, right? It's particularly in a Christian space, right? If you are following the rules set out for you by the Bible and Christian doctrine and tradition, right? You are at no risk. You are at no risk of interacting unknowingly with a transgender person, okay? If you follow your rules in your Bible to the T, exactly, devoutly, fundamentally, you will be safe from any unwanted intimate interactions, okay?
Simply don't do it.
I mean, that's step number one. Abstain until you're married.
I know all that now. I see all that now.
Boy, this Christian walk hard.
This
Christian walk is hard. It's hard. Okay, so Google Lens is a tool that you can use to begin to determine whether the person who you are talking to is who they say they are.
Yeah.
All right. What about reverse number searches?
It does the same thing. A lot of those aren't free, though. Google Lens is free. Most of them, they'll get you to a point, but then they're like, oh, we need a credit card or something to actually
give you the information.
Which isn't bad, because you don't want everyone to be able to just find your number easy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works so much in the Bahamas, though. I've never really done it for the Bahamas. I've done it for global numbers, but never for the Bahamas.
All right. Now, the next question is this. Mm-hmm. People are using these cloning apps. Like, you can clone a number, or you can it'll produce a fake number, like a random number that you can call somebody from. How do I detect that? How do I know if somebody is calling me from one of those types of apps?
That's a good question. Aaron, you spring that one up on me. That's the one.
It came to me just now as well.
Not only that, you could always pay for another number.
Oh, do me a favor, pick up the microphone, my bad. There you go.
I have never had that experience, to be honest. I do know that it happens. I'm always the person tells you, if you don't know the number, just be careful about it. I mean, I will give you a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
Since we agreed to talk about this, someone sent me a WhatsApp message the other day, probably about 11 o'clock. The profile photo was a Caucasian female.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to start a conversation. And they would say, hi, this is my name. This is where I'm from. And I said nothing. And they said, well, your number was one digit shy from my friend, so I figured I'd just make a new friend. I was just thinking in my head, apparently you think I need friends.
Hey, Fred Mitchell is my uncle. We don't need friends. You don't hear the Minister of Foreign Affairs. We don't need foreign friends.
My mommy tell me don't be frenzy. So.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, do I care if it's a clone number? No. Do I care if it's a real number? No. I don't know you. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make new friends. And so I just leave it there. Now, if you're dating, it may be different. But why do you care about the number? Why don't you FaceTime? If you want to see if it's a real person, why don't you just FaceTime them or just do a video call?
Yeah, and see if they pick up, see what they do.
Yeah, like don't schedule it.
It has to be random.
Yeah, just randomly do it and see if they answer you, you know. But outside of apparently, since we high school students dating right now,
yeah,
in this conversation, I think you should probably wait, you know, till they home and finish homework.
Yeah, don't do it right now. This is not the type of random we're talking about. In fact, put your phone in your bag and put your bag in your desk, please. Please, please, please.
But for the adults out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, okay, when it comes to love, you could be 34 going on 16, right? Many of us are.
Aaron, you mean I fall in love now I regress it? Oh, my goodness.
Many of us do. Many of us sort of fall in love and lose our senses. All of our other senses.
Common sense just gone.
Yeah, it happens, right? And it's kind of designed that way. I want you all to understand. It's designed that way.
That's all them endorphins right now.
Yeah, and the pheromones and all of those things, right? Because we miserable beings. You need a little old bear to keep it waking. And that old bear is actually science called pheromones, right? It's a chemical that your body puts off. And that's how you find the people who's your match.
Yeah, but you have to be around that person to get the pheromones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So if you're doing online, you get an endorphins. You get an endorphins. You ain't getting pheromones if you're online.
Thank you for making that point. See, there's a real feeling that you can feel when you interact with somebody that's sort of generated by a chemical response in your body, the pheromones, right? But if you are online talking to somebody, you're not in proximity to them to interact with those pheromones. So like Ms. Thompson said, if you're having that feeling, it's not that natural connection feeling, it's something different.
Not quite. Endorphins is just the happy. You still get the chemical. It's just that the pheromones come off. You're supposed to in their presence.
Listen, I want you to know that I had an interaction with pheromones once. I experienced it. Let me tell you something. It's important for, like, these are the real things to talk about, right? I was at an event, and I saw a gentleman that I knew, and he approached me because we hailed each other. And the closer he got to me, I could just smell baby. Like, my brain rewired itself. And I could just smell, and I said, hold on, that's the thing I was reading about in the science book. And I gave him a quick hug, and I ran away in the opposite direction, right? So, like, I feel what you're saying is not always happy, happy.
See, so the pheromones is what can cause you to go and procreate. Them endorphins just say, hey, the person talking to you, and they just make you smile. That's what the endorphins do.
I got you. But I think it's a natural human function. Like, that's how we find each other. Like, when we talk about love at first sight, it's probably just a chemical reaction. It may not be love.
I like the logic. I love the logic behind that.
Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then we're going to get back, because I want to then sort of talk about moving from online to IRL.
In real life.
There we go. But let's go to the text line quickly. Here's the text. Erin, you might get your birthday cake this time. Who knows? You might be fed it, gal. Catch yourself. Listen. I was bigging up. Who was I celebrating unnecessarily to the point of lotioning that would cause somebody to suggest that I look like the commissioner being fed cake by the prime minister? Because the imagery is correct. I just don't know why you're applying it to me, Texas. I just want to be in love. Let me love. And if it's the prime minister who can catch the love, he can catch it. You know, let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, my niece. How are you doing? GNN here, breaking news.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am holding on with a wing and a prayer because somebody's not telling the nation and Guardian Radio the truth about the situation at the hospital.
Well, listen, I can give you a few minutes to tell us what's happening because it is in the headlines.
Yeah, because they said yesterday, according to it, that the Prime Minister all was well, but we got here this morning at 9 a.m. for my shift, and the 5 o'clock people were just going on at 9 a.m., and thank God for the African nurses again, 2 of them. The Bahamian nurse was a no-show at dialysis. I don't know how far spread it is over the hospital, mm-hmm. but I guess it's the same all over, so it is a no-show. Obviously, something ain't properly fixed, and now we are down. 3 hours is no good for us.
Yeah.
Where it's just the 3.5 to 4 hours, and now they have us dialysis patients on 2 hours.
This is detrimental.
Detrimental, especially over the weekend.
Uncle, let me ask you a quick question, right? Does the private sector have the capacity to provide access and to accommodate public health care service clients?
Well, when we had a problem with the air conditions faltering the last time, probably 2 years ago, yes, they accommodated us for a couple of days. I guess they can do the same, but you look like nobody pointing Dr. Doolittle, them ain't pointing in no direction.
Yeah.
We got to wing it out. And it's dangerous on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because if this happens on Monday, then we really are at a disadvantage.
Let me just let you know, I had this guest scheduled for a hot minute, right? I see the headlines. I want you to know, I think it's a priority issue. I don't know what we do from here. Like, it's just such a complicated situation because there seems to be a degree of a lack of urgency, right?
Yeah, it's a lack of everything, niece. It's a lack of everything. But what can be done, what I would do, the ones that we can accommodate at BMH and mm-hmm. give them the reasonable cleansing time, I would do that.
Yes.
I would get some kind of bus or some kind of something to bus the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
From PMH to the various private units until the problem is rectified and solved. But you can't rectify a problem if you keep telling the Bahamian people, we can fix this, we can fix that, and then 5 years come. They come knocking it off a vote, but mm-hmm. they ain't fixed nothing. That's the problem.
And listen,
ain't nothing getting fixed.
In this moment, I'm not afraid to tell you that I am so concerned about this public conversation, right? Because for me, one of the focal points is if we have such a dire situation on the ground here where it's at crisis point, right? Then Why are we sitting waiting for the U.S. to tell us how we could engage the Cuban, any Cuban medical services? Because what's implied is it won't just stop at Cuba. What's implied is that they will expect, right? They will expect that we defer to their, we defer to them whenever we decide to bring in a foreign brigade of labor, right?
Well, I wouldn't, let me be the devil's advocate here. See, when we're dealing with that Cuban-American thing, that is pure politics. That is pure politics.
Yeah.
If we want to, we have places we can get nurses from. We can get nurses from Africa, which have diplomatic relations with the U.S. That's all we need to do. Just find out where the U.S. cool and bring the nurses
from
there.
That's what I'm saying. Don't play politics with me. If you're under the U.S. foot, be honest with me and tell me what your options are. Just tell me what they are. If the U.S. say you could only get nurses from Ghana, if you only get nurses from Nigeria, go get the nurses because people are dying. I got you.
Now they got me down to 2 hours. Suppose my toxicity level ain't the same as Ms. Green on.
Yeah.
I might not make it over the weekend.
I got you. Listen, let me read this statement from the Public Hospitals Authority that was just released this morning. Let me read that on air. And we're going to continue to strategize and we're going to continue to pray and support each other. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, man.
All right. I'm going to read this statement quickly from the Public Hospitals Authority released this morning on Princess Margaret Hospital Services. It's an update. The Public Hospitals Authority advises the public of temporary service adjustments at Princess Margaret Hospital as we continue to actively manage staffing levels and prioritize urgent and essential care. Until further, the following outpatient services will be closed. The eye clinic is closed. The specialty clinics are closed. The medical clinic is closed. The surgical clinic is closed. The ENT clinic is closed. Will be closed. Additionally, all elective surgeries are canceled during this period. Patients impacted will be contacted directly regarding rescheduling once normal operations resume. Services continuing as scheduled. These are the services that are still available and accessible. The following critical services will continue operating on their regular schedules. Burns, plastics, and wound care. Oncology services, dialysis treatments. Patients with appointments for these services are encouraged to attend as planned unless otherwise advised by their care team. Further updates will be provided as they become available. There we go. Oh, it seems that the PHA was not able to amass the number of nurses needed for regular service today. Let's go to the phone line quickly, producer, before we segue back into our show. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Listen, I think the police and the nation be eligible to strike, you know, because they are critical positions in your country. And what needs to happen in this country, then the government need to privatize all these organizations because we can destroy ourselves at the end of the day. You understand me? Because just say, for instance, on Family Island, someone have an accident, knock a utility pole down. You know when BPL fellas going there? If that happened, 6 o'clock in the morning, they're going there, 7 o'clock in the evening, for overtime purposes. Something has to be done in this country because we can soon collapse, you know. We can soon collapse in this country if we don't take a stand and take a step in this country. But what's really happening is that everybody's looking for a second term. And they do all kinds of things to please these persons in this country. Somebody can take a stand in this country because the nation is really a critical position in this country, you know what I mean? People are dying, and, you know, we got to take a stand somewhere.
You know where I'm going to take the stand? On the Golden Jubilee expenditure report that we haven't seen, and it's already 2026, and that's 3 years ago. I'm going to take a stand there. So, like, we agree on so much. In the spirit of Valentine's Day and love, I want you to know that we agree on so much, and we disagreed on so little, but the so little is also so much. Sir, because something needs to be done, and the politicians are definitely a part of the problem. But I can never stand and say that the medical staff and the police don't deserve the same labor protections as other employees and laborers in the country. I just can't say that. But you hear the music. Fortunately, the music is going to cause me to stop talking in the spirit of love, because I was going to run out just now. Sir, you've made some very, very important points. I think we just disagree on the root of the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day, ma'am.
You too. You too as well. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to find out whether this place is going to figure out if I'm stalking them or not online for Valentine's Day. We're doing Valentine's Day the Bohemian way, giving you some time to prepare in advance. We'll be right back. This is On The Clock.
Hey, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day.
The future isn't coming. It's already here. Join us at the third annual Oasis On-Chain Conference on January 31st in Nassau, and connect with leaders in the digital assets, AI, agrotech, and innovation space. Secure your spot today. Visit www.oasisonchain.xyz and gain insights to navigate the future of finance and technology in partnership with SandDollar and the Stellar Development Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The fun starts here!
They all say that I dance crazy. I make all the people them laugh. They all say, man, you move so funny. You long your neck out just like a giraffe. When I hear the beat, oh yeah, that's when I'm ready. Cause when I in the dance, all the people them scared of me. I just get so wild, and man, you don't know if you get in my way. I even mash your toe, yeah. Every time they see me, they shout, crazy.
Listen, first of all, my guests know the lyrics, right? Which reminded me that this is a classic, right? And young people, y'all don't know what the vibe is, right? Because every time you went to a fair or a cookout anywhere, there was big speakers, there was a crazy boy over there entertaining the people, right? Like, it's a cultural thing, and it's a beautiful thing to watch, right? Like, if you have empathy and your heart is open to witnessing and observing the experiences of other people, right? Because that's for people who, like, no, I don't have $25 to go into the club every weekend and dance and party the big speakers move my body. No, I don't, right? No, I'm not living the same way you are living, but I enjoy myself whenever there's an opportunity to enjoy myself, right? A crazy boyo is a staple, right? When I say that, there's a crazy boyo in every community, right? And it's only those who have no empathy in their hearts that don't see the space that crazy boyo occupies in the community. See, you call him crazy boyo, but mom know when nobody else is around, right? When nobody else is around and she need help, she could call crazy boyo and crazy boyo could be there to help her. Maybe for $5, maybe he's going to go buy a half pint of rum. It don't matter. The point is, if mom need help,
he willing to help.
He willing to help, right? And that's crazy boyo. Thank you, producer. I love the juice. You just be on it. Okay, so we're talking Valentine's Day, the Bahamian way, right? Tech and cyber gifts and experiences for Valentine's Day.
All right. This is a shameless plug.
Uh-huh.
My ideal gift for me personally, will cost you to use the internet. So it's cyber related.
Okay.
But I wear a business class seat to Greece or Italy. You know.
That's what you want.
That, you know, for me.
Because you have to buy it online. It's definitely cyber.
But, you know, as a secondary gift option, Jazz in the Garden's coming up too.
See, because
I'd rather get tickets.
What I was going to tell you is where I am in my life, right? If you just buy me a flight, I'm not even sure if I'm concerned about the return ticket, the return flight.
Just a flight.
Just a flight. I can figure it out, right?
Close enough.
I got you.
Maybe
so I found this thing, right? Virtual reality offers, and I wouldn't say I found it online with AI, right? Because we're in the spirit. Virtual date nights in exotic locations, shared VR gaming, and romantic, interactive, or themed immersive 3D experiences. So we have a VR set. We both have on our headsets. We're both in the same program.
So perfect for online dates is what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, we're not in the same place. We're not in the same location. Not quite yet. But
working towards it.
We put on our headsets, we plug into the same program, and now we're on the beach in the Maldives.
Yes.
Because I'm not taking you to Lighthouse Beach until our third date. Okay?
Standards. But it's Valentine's. So we just meet. This is our first day for Valentine's.
This is what I'm saying. This is our first date.
I think I can need us to have two coffee dates before I start.
This is what I'm saying, before we go to Lighthouse Beach.
Yeah.
I can't take you to the special places yet.
So how I can get my side of the VR? So for this experience, like, you buy it and I buy it, or you buy it and you ship mine to me?
Well, for you, I definitely, right, whoever buying it, he could buy it and ship yours to you. For me, I cheap. You buy yours, I buy mine, and my gift is the experience, the idea.
The sharing part is, okay,
the gift.
My gift is my presence.
All right. Producer, let's go to the phone line before we get into some activities for real long distance people. Good morning, caller.
Lady, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And how is your guest doing?
I am doing wonderful, and yourself?
Yes, sir.
Love is first sight. What's the definition for that?
For love?
According to Michael Jackson, love is a feeling.
Okay, love is a doing word. It's a verb.
I know it's a verb.
Yeah, so love is...
Listen now.
Yes, sir.
First sight.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean first sight is the first time I see you, I say I love you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
agape love, right?
Well, I was no high intelligent as you all.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the you see the God in me kind of love.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody noticed, you know. Even my family don't notice.
Okay.
I've been on a contract twice.
Yes.
56, came back 57. See, they recruit in September.
Mm-hmm.
Going back in 57, came back 58.
Mm-hmm.
waiting for the labor boss to call me to give me some money, because they send percentage over here.
Mm-hmm.
I started out on Blue Hill Road, and he had this gentleman pass. He said, Alboy, you waiting? I said, no. He said, go down to Bahamas Country Club. They fired a busboy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Some lady went down, got the job, work. And then I find out this gentleman from Long Island used to bring food around 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Sell to the people getting off a tree.
Okay.
And I going over there, not jumping over there, my friend feeling good. I done wait. I done pre-armed the lunch for tomorrow. And the chapel coming on 4 o'clock. He going to go pre-amp the dinner,
mm-hmm.
you know, Bahamas Country Club. And when I get over there, he had this lady walking back with a lunch in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look here, I know her now. I love you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, boy, get from me. I got 2 boys for you to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, and this isn't planned. The way just came out. I say, wait till I drop this on you.
Mm-hmm.
And my lady, that was 58.
Yes.
And in April of 59, first time experience sex.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I meet with 2 boys. I give her 4 boys, 3 girls, and a Maria. Now, what did you call that?
I call that, listen, destiny, meant to be. I think it was the pheromones. When you saw her, right, something told you, that's the one.
Well, thank you very much. I agree with you, though.
Yes, sir.
But man, we had some good days together.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, my lady.
Thank you, because that's Valentine's Day, the Bahamian way. Like, you know, right? And one of the stories, like types of stories I like to hear, I have a family friend that tells it all the time. He said he, a young man, I'm not sure if he's in the military, but it was young people, like a cotillion. The women were over here, the young boys were over here, and they were getting together. And he was standing next to his friend. And he looked at a woman, she caught his eye. And he turned to his friend, he said, huh, that one right there, she shall be my wife. And today?
So sad, so done.
So sad, so done. And I guess that's a perfect way to end the show, because that's Valentine's Day, the Bahamian way. Sometimes you just know. But it's incumbent that she knows as well. Listen.
We all gotta know.
The other person has to know as well. Otherwise, you're wading in uncharted territories. What a wonderful story. Thank you very much, sir. And please call back anytime. Call back anytime. Ms. Thompson.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, long-distance couples can use platforms like VTime or Horizon Worlds to feel together, while AR apps can send virtual, interactive, and personalized gifts. I want to expand that beyond just a romantic sort of relationship. The VR apps can also be used by families who are separated by massive distance to have loving experiences with one another. Just one more text before we go. Good morning, Aaron. Kudos to Soul Petroleum and team, especially Miss Erla Ramming. Job well executed. Like I tell you all the fairies and the pixies and the little soldiers and all the little children had bubbles through the air as the parade was moving through.
It
was
magical.
Dear parents, y'all keep making these babies. We can need them sometime. The factory can need them. Factory of life, that is.
Aaron says she ain't contributing, but somebody got to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Ms. Thompson, I can't wait to have you back on with me again. GNNN, thank you for calling. Thank you for keeping us up to date with what's happening at the hospital. You guys, stay tuned, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And I was having such a hot, exciting time in here, I forget. You guys, cold weather is coming. If you got extra socks, extra blankets, extra warm stuff, share with those who you know are in need. Okay? We're not just using body heat to stay warm. This cold snap. You guys have a great day.
You just tell the people they didn't make babies this season.
One night I dancing crazy, hit this guy in the eye. Then I went down low and kick him in the thigh. They have to call the doctor to check him out. Policemen show up in the dance, start to run him out. He say, boy, oh, this the third time this week. You
and retreat people, jaw and knuckle down their teeth. If this happen one more time, I'm gonna have to run you in, or I'll pound you over the feast so you never dance again, yeah. Every time they see me, they shout,
96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.